Innovation, ingenuity, artistic breakthroughs, prolific contributions, creative convergences, new ways of thinking about old and familiar ideas. My name is Howard Ramsey, and those aforementioned concepts are at the heart of my book, Bad Men, Creative Touchstones of Black Writers, published by the University of Virginia Press. My book, Bad Men, is about black writers and creativity. I discuss works by numerous contemporary African-American writers and how they relied on black boys and bad men as creative touchstones for a wide range of compositions. Ta-Nehisi Coates, Taheem Bajess, Aaron Magruder, Kevin Young, Amiri Baraka, Paul Beatty, and several other writers are highlighted in the book.
Once Beatty was against the law, some smart somebody figured coloreds would fight just as hard if hungry enough. So they rounded up the skinniest of us, had us stripped to trousers, then blindfolded us before the fight. They turned us in hard circles a few times on the ring steps like a motor car engine before pushing us between the ropes. When the bell rang, it seemed like I got hit from eight directions. I don't know where those punches came from, but I swung so hard my shoulder hadn't been right since, because the man said only the last darkie on his feet gets a meal.
That was Adrian Matika reading from his volume of poetry, The Big Smoke, about Jack Johnson, the first black heavyweight boxing champion. Matika's book about Johnson, Kevin Young's volume about the painter Basquiat, and Taheem Bajess's poetry about the folk singer Leadbelly are exemplary, in my opinion, when it comes to poets building extensive series of works based on the lives and careers of bad or rebellious black men. So I devote special attention to the works by those poets in my book. I also discuss how poets like Opal Palmer Adisa, Elizabeth Alexander, and Evie Shockley, to name a few, as well as rappers like Jay-Z, Black Thought, Doma T. Pungo, and many more, all found inspiration in Runaway and Fugitive Slaves. The histories and sagas of defiant enslaved black people have proven to be important artistic muses. One of my favorite chapters to research and write for this book concentrated on Aaron Magruder's comic strip, The Boondocks. The protagonists for Magruder's comic strip were a 10-year-old Afro-wearing militant black boy named Huey Freeman and his younger brother Riley, an aspiring gangster rapper. The Boondocks was a funny, edgy, thought-provoking, and frequently controversial artistic composition. At the core of his work, Magruder, like various other creators I cover in my project, used vulnerable black boys and the idea that they were bad in some way to produce really inventive and powerful narratives. Here's something I've wondered about when it comes to black writing. Are there differences between literary histories and histories of creative contributions? I'm curious about whether literary scholars necessarily view themselves as researching and writing about creativity when they produce projects on black writers. I don't think that's always been the case. So in addition to thinking about the scholarly discourse on African-American literature, I also spent years studying scholarly conversations in the field of creativity research. I discovered that there was much to be gained by combining African-American literary studies and creativity research. One result of my merging those two fields is this book, Bad Men, Creative Touchstones of Black Writers, published by the University of Virginia Press. My name is Howard Ramsey. Thank you for listening.